I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Though Illinois allowed indoor museums to reopen June 26th, while the COVID-19 pandemic still raged across the nation, museums and historic homes in the Quad Cities have taken different approaches to reopening. As of that Friday, with Phase 4 of Illinois' reopening, very few museums on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River were open to the public. As of mid-July, attractions remaining closed include the John Deere Pavilion in Moline, John Hauberg Indian Museum at the Blackhawk State Historic Site in Rock Island, Colonel Davenport House on Arsenal Island, and the Hauberg Estate in Rock Island. The historic Butterworth and Dear Wyman homes in Moline reopened on July 12th, 4 days a week with new rules. Reservations will be required for a set number of people. Guides and visitors will wear face coverings and sanitize their hands as they enter each building. Visitors are not allowed to touch historic surfaces. No group meetings will occur in the spaces this summer, and they will not be using disinfecting chemicals on the historic surfaces. The popular Swedish heritage of Bishop Hill in Henry County was affected by the coronavirus, as 9 pre-Civil War buildings maintained by the Bishop Hill Heritage Association were closed for 3 months. Not only were their 2 museums closed, the association was deprived of rental income from private events and businesses that operate in its buildings. Events were canceled or postponed, and the Colony store was reduced to online or phone orders, according to the Heritage Association Administrator Todd DeDecker.
It definitely had a negative impact because for us, during those couple months we were closed, we're not taking in any revenue. We're not taking in any donations from our museums.
The store is reopened 7 days a week, and other buildings are rented to people who have their own businesses, including the carpenter shop, blacksmith shop, and cobbler shop. The museums, like the Steeple Building Museum, were able to open before Phase 4 for free will donations. And in April and May, they lost revenue from rentals, school field trips, and adult bus tours.
Then we hit summertime in Bishop Hill. A lot of our tourism is driven by our festivals. We have a couple festivals each month, all the way up to December. Well, of course, right now, we can't do festivals. So we are losing and will lose even more revenue.
DeDecker says the Bishop Hill Heritage Association has an average annual attendance of 90,000, including events and buildings. Most of the festivals are also free and open to the public, with sales from restaurants and the store. Since reopening, they ask visitors to wear masks and social distance. To help cover revenue loss, the Heritage Association got a $3,000 grant from the Illinois Arts Council in June and $2,500 from Illinois Humanities in May. That was on top of a federal PPP loan to pay employees and utilities.
Yeah, but we still have the rest of the summer and the fall. And at this time, there's no other programs really available to us unless we want to start taking out, real loans with interest rates and stuff like that.
DeDecker says smaller nonprofits like his, compared to larger museums, face bigger obstacles.
I know for smaller museums, for sure, I'm not sure about the larger ones, that most of them are operating on a slimmer margin. They don't have usually cash reserves or investments or endowment funds or anything like that they can tap into. Depending on how long this lasts, it'll be harder for them as things progresses. I think it's hurting all museums. I just think, small museums have, in general, less resources available. I mean, if we can't do our festivals, that's definitely going to hurt us during the course of this year.
And depending on public health trends, he says it may be a long time before Illinois can enter its last phase of reopening, allowing larger group gatherings.
I think that's one of the uncertainties. I mean, Phase 5 is when you're allowed to have festivals, and they're saying Phase 5 is not until a vaccine.
This story was produced in partnership with the Pulitzer Center. For more stories about the effect of COVID-19 on museums, please visit the Prairie State Museums Project at prairiestatemuseumsproject.org. For Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.